Translation with purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Prabhupada. Sri Vyasadeva delivered it to his son, who is the most respected amongst the self-realized. After extracting the cream of all Vedic literatures and histories of the universe. So what is this cream that he extracted from the Vedas? What is the cream that he's talking about? Srimad Bhagavatam. So purport. Men with a poor fund of knowledge only accept the history of the world from the time of Buddha, or since 600 BC. And prior to this period, all the histories mentioned in the scriptures are calculated by them to be only imaginary stories. That is not a fact. All the stories mentioned in the Puranas and Mahabharata, etc., are actually histories, not only of this planet, but also millions of other planets within the universe. Sometimes the history of planets beyond this world appear to such a man to be unbelievable. But they do not know that different planets are not equal in all respects, and that therefore some of the historical facts derived from other planets do not correspond with the experience of this planet. Forgive me if I make some blunder. I didn't bring my glasses, reading glasses, but I think I can manage just about. Considering the different situation of different planets and also time and circumstances, there is nothing wonderful in the history of the Puranas, nor are they imaginary. We should always remember the maximum that one man's food is another man's poison. We shall not, therefore, reject the stories and histories of the Puranas as imaginary. The great Rishi, like Vyas, had no business putting some imaginary stories in their literature. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, historical facts selected from the histories of different planets have been depicted. It is therefore accepted by all the spiritual authorities as the Mahapurana. The special significance of these histories is that are all connected with activities of the Lord in a different time and atmosphere. Srila Sukadeva Goswami is the topmost personality of all the self-realized souls, and he accepted this as the subject of studies from his father, Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva is the greatest authority, and the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam being so important, he delivered the message first to his great son, Srila Sukadeva Goswami. It is compared to the cream of the milk. Vedic literature is like the milk ocean of knowledge. Cream of butter is the most palatable essence of milk. And so also is Srimad Bhagavatam, for it contains all palatable, instructive, and authentic versions of different activities of the Lord and His devotees. There is no gain, however, in accepting the message of Bhagavatam from the unbelievers. Atheists and professional reciters who make a trade of Bhagavatam for the layman. It was delivered to Srila Sukadeva Goswami, and he had nothing to do with the Bhagavatam business. He did not have to maintain family expenses by such a trade. Srimad Bhagavatam should therefore be received from a representative of Sukadeva, who must be in the renounced order of life, without family encumbrance. Milk is undoubtedly very good and nourishing, but when it is touched by the mouth of a snake, it is no longer nourishing. Rather, it becomes a source of death. Similarly, those who are not strictly in the Vaishnava discipline should not make a business of this Bhagavatam and become a cause of spiritual death for so many hearers. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that the purpose of all Vedas is to know Him, Lord Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is Lord Sri Krishna Himself in the form of recorded knowledge. Therefore, it is the cream of all the Vedas and it contains all historical facts of all times in relation with Sri Krishna. It is factually the essence of all histories. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam Karoti Bachalam Pangalam Gayate Giri Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a blind man can see stars in the sky, and by the mercy of the spiritual master, a dumb man like me can speak eloquently. I offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Tamala Krishna Goswami Nitti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunnivadi Paschatadi Satarine. Now from my humble obeisances to all of you, senior devotee, young devotee, peers, and all those who are not present in this room, Vaishnavas in the world, Vanchakalpa Daruvyascha Kripasindhu Vyayivacha Pritanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Nama. Sukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadev, in his turn delivered the Bhagavatam to the great... Sorry, I'm reading the next verse here. Yeah. Sri Vyasadev delivered it to his son, who is the most respected among the self-realized. After extracting the cream of all Vedic literatures and histories of the universe. So, I hope the senior devotees and Mother Vishakha will shower some blessings that I may dare to say something. The the message of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's full of real mythology. Actually, mythology, people, they think that mythological facts, they're not true. But actually, in the dictionary, my wife once corrected me that mythology, the word mythology, it means a fact, a true story. And all the so-called mythological stories that people, they think they are fictions, like the Ramayana, Mahabharata, for them it's mythology, but actually it's from facts. History, it means history. So, and the Vedas are full of these histories, the Puranas, the Upanishad, and so many different varieties of knowledge which constituted the Vedas, was compiled, actually was all written down by Srila Vyasadeva. And he extracted the cream from the Vedic literatures when he was woken up by Narada Muni and told him, you are not feeling fulfilled and satisfied because you're missing out something which is the center of all these histories and facts, which is the narration of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is the cream. And that is actually the the catalyst literature that delivers the devotees from the clutches of birth and death. Otherwise, we would be all the literatures without the Bhagavatam, it would be just duty, dharma. Dharma isn't, doesn't mean it's got nothing to do with Krishna. Dharma means a duty. Sanatana Dharma, it's eternal occupation, has connotation with Krishna, which means eternal duty, which is devotional service. But dharma in itself, duty, it's just a fact, a behavior, according to the three modes. So once on the morning walk, Srila Prabhupada was asked by, I think it was Harikesh, and he asked, how do you recognize when someone is a devotee? Is a good devotee, or he's a sincere devotee. And Prabhupada, this is in the conversation, Prabhupada stopped and said, you can tell that person he comes to Srimad Bhagavatam class in the morning. Amongst his disciples, he said, you know, that person, he hears the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, many of you are regular attendees of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is, you can be reassured that you are a devotee. Those who have no inclination, no desire for this literature, they're not devotees. Even if they wear dhoti, kurta, tilak, even if they smile very devotionally, even if they chant Hare Krishna. But if there is no attraction in the heart for the Lord and His devotees, then they're not devotees. That is why Srila Vyasadeva would make sure that the legacy of devotional service, this Sambandha Gyan, is passed on in safe hands to his son, Srila Sukadeva Goswami. And you could see that he didn't really discuss all the Vedas, because if you want to actually narrate all the Vedas, it takes millions and millions of lives. But the essence of the Vedas was actually given for the human civilization, which is Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, I remember when I was a brahmachari, I was actually struck by something. There is a verse in the seventh canto, 11th chapter, text 8. Can somebody turn this board just for a few seconds? And it just came to me this morning when I was chanting my rounds, and I thought it was relevant. Thank you, Jagapriya. This is a very nice verse. Satyam daya tapo saucham titiksheksha samodama haimsa brahmacharyam cha tyaga svadaya arjavam. This verse spoken by Narada Muni to Maharaj Yudhisthira. It says that this is actually the basic behavior of someone before approaching the devotional service. It's considered to be the t-shirt that you put on before you put on the coat and the other ornaments. It says to Maharaj Yudhisthira that satyam, truthfulness, daya, you know, one has to be truthful. One has to be has to have, you know, simple, truthful character, and merciful, dayam, to other living entities. And he says, this verse actually has got nothing to do with devotional service. It's just the basic behavior to bring living entities from the animal platform to the human platform, civilized platform. And it's interesting because Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, it gives first, it's three sections. In the beginning of the first canto, we have actually already studied the verse, Nasta Presu Bhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamas Sloki Bhakti Bhavati Naistiki. That it cleans the heart. That's the very first function. Just by hearing it, it cleans the heart. And it doesn't mean that we become devotee. And then we learn from the Bhagavatam the behavior, how to step up. This is the middle section. And it says in the purport there, you know, from Prabhupada, it says, in the purport of this verse, that this is just to bring the living entities to proper behavior, or to speak about devotional service. Because devotional service, Prema Pumartha Maha, that comes, you know, with Shravanam, Kirtanam, this is also in the seventh canto, where Prabhupada emphasized with the longest purport of Prahlad Maharaj verse, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smarana. That's 25 pages. It's the longest purport of the Bhagavatam. And it is to be understood, is that actually someone understand that purport, then he is situating devotional service, he's starting devotional service. But this is, I was thinking, you know, to just remind ourselves about this quality that this is, it's actually, this verse, it's from the 8th to the 12th verse, actually, because there are so many verses after the, these are the basic ones, but Narada Muni says those are the 30 qualities that a devotee should learn just to become civilized. A human being should learn. So satyam, truthfulness, daya, mercy, to be compassionate, understanding the suffering of other living entities. Tapo. Tapo, it means, you know, we have to perform some austerity, some yajna, voluntary austerity. That is, again, not devotional service, because tapo devyam is a service. What is it? Vasudeva param tapo, Vasudeva param Jnanam, Vasudeva Param. What is that? There's a verse, you know, that Jnanam, Yajna, the Yajna should be done for Vasudev's service. The tapasya should be done for Vasudev. Vasudeva Param Gati, even at the destination to achieve Vasudeva's lotus feet. So, Saucham, one should be clean. Again, we take, Prabhupada mentioned in this verse, at least 2 baths a day, one in the morning and then one later on in the afternoon. Clean outside, clean inside. We clean ourselves with the Maha Mantra. Titiksh, titiksheksha, this is 2 words. Titiksh means one should be tolerant from all the harassment, adibodhika, which means suffering from other living entities, suffering adidevika, adiatmika, suffering from one's own mind, adidevika, suffering from the demigods, inflicted suffering. And one should tolerate these things. Again, by doing that doesn't mean we are a devotee. And iksha. Iksha means, what it means, iksha? Anybody who wants, don't worry, you're allowed to make mistakes. Yes? Close, very close. You know, I give a clue. Pravritim ksha, iksha. Navritim ksha. You can find the same words. Means discrimination. Things to be done, things to not be done. So tolerance and discrimination should be hand to hand. Shishirada Gokulananda Kija. One should discriminate between pravritim and nivritim. Pravritim means all the things that they're bona fide, not sinful. And nivrit, like, you know, an artha nivrit, unwanted things. You won't get rid of them. Nivritim cha. But if there is no discrimination, then what happened? Nasau cham napichacharo nasatyam tishvidyate. Same thing that you find in this verse. Then there is, in such heart, you would find not nasau cham, no cleanliness and no truthfulness. So demoniac people, they do not know what to be done, what to not be done. But devotees, they do. So discrimination is very important. Samo. What is Samo? Samo, it's not that's Sama, that's Sama, equal from the Bhagavad Gita. But Samo, it's controlling what? Controlling the senses. Control of the senses. Damo, controlling the mind, yes. So one has to control the senses, one has to control the mind. This is just to become civilized, a human being, to be different from the animals, because animals, they don't have the ability, the faculty of controlling themselves. They follow their own sensual platform. Human beings, they could be on, they can also be on sensual platform, but we also have the another step, sentimental platform, intellectual platform, or spiritual platform. The animals, they only have a sensual platform. So we have to control the mind, and the mind is the gate for liberation. Once we have controlled the mind, it becomes our friend. Uddaredatmanatmanam namatmanam avasadayat. It could be your enemy or your friend. If you control it, it's your friend. Then indriyani parani ahuryendriyabhya paran mana manasastu parabuddhir yobude paratastu saha. So we know once we control the senses with the help of the mind, then the intelligence is peaceful, And then we have almost reached the Paramatma. So then we have Ahimsa. We all know what is Ahimsa. Nonviolence. In all the religions is recommended, Ahimsa. Christianity, they have the, what is it, seventh commandment? Thou shalt not kill. That's Ahimsa. Of course, now they've changed. The Bible now have different terminology. They've taken out thou shalt not kill and put thou shalt not murder. That means only to the human beings. I think it's because, you know, they've been defeated by the Haris, by the Hare Krishna. And therefore they have to, see, that's the those are fictitious. That's not the truth. Those are not Vedic principles. When someone manipulates for his own sense of gratification, that means his behavior is just like the behavior of a snake. That's why when so-called bona fide priests, they distort these main principles, they're non-different from snakes, then whatever they preach, it will have, you know, like a very detrimental effect for people, and that's why the civilization is misled. That means, you know, it's okay to kill animals, but as long as you don't kill or murder the human beings. Brahmacharyam, this is very interesting also, means a celibate. Brahmacharyam, one has to control the continence. The one should contain himself to not lose energy, lose semen. Prabhupada in the purport, he says, you know, that it's just like when someone wants go to a shop to buy some goods, and you walk to the shop with holes in your pocket, and you lose all the money, one by one, all the coins. It happened to me once. I had so much coins in my pocket, and the heaviness made a hole. And I was running when I was a young boy to run and buy some chocolate. I can't remember, chocolate, ice cream. And by the time I went to the shop, so I said, I want this, I want this, I want this. Then at the time of buying, I had nothing in my pocket. So, semen is like that. You know, when one lose this essence, then at the time of buying some spiritual advancement, you got nothing. We have nothing. We don't have any. Continence is very important. That is how spiritual advancement is. It's gained by celibacy. Krishna himself, he comes in different ways to teach. In different format, he comes as a Vamanadev, who represents the celibacy of Krishna. Very often people, they criticize Krishna for being with 16,000 wives, but it's not like he doesn't have intercourse like the mortal people of this world or demigods. Krishna is eternally continent. He doesn't need to have intercourse. Of course, he's Hambija Pradapita. The intercourse he can procreate with his eyes. So just like you have a Buddha, is the intelligence of Krishna. Lord Ram is the moral conduct of Krishna. Different incarnations, they represent a particular quality of the Lord. So then cha means also tyaga. What is tyaga means? No. Come on, Govinda. Tyaga. It's a different. This is got the apostrophe on the A. It's not tyag, it's tyaga. This one is, if you read word by word, it's actually giving in charity. One has to be charitable. It's a way how to combat selfish desire. How to destroy falsehood. If you want to know the secret, how to dismantle the false ego. Because false ego, pride, it comes with selfishness. It's very tied up. This trio, false ego, pride, and selfishness, is very, this trio, they create a powerful bondage. But by giving in charity, one crawls down, dismantles his ego. Because the ego is what is the ego? Is the distance between us and God. Even though Krishna is in our heart, very close to the soul, but we can't feel him. Why? Very often we wonder why. Because there's this wall of the ego. And some, they have a very thick wall, some very massive wall, very tall. And we can't feel the Paramatma, the presence of the Lord. So, by giving in charity, it softens, it really destroys the wall of the false ego. And we become selfless. It means you're doing something for somebody else. Swadhyaya. What is a swadhyaya? Yes, Govinda, you got it. Swadhyaya means that's what we're doing today. Studying the Srimad Bhagavatam, holy scriptures. When we say someone, you know, it's very pure, very effulgent, very... when you input liquid religion by the process of studying, then it makes you attractive, effulgent, physically, mentally, it purifies the body, the intelligence. So it's recommended to study the holy scriptures. Arjavam. Arjavam, what is Arjavam? That's the one. So Tapa got it. Simplicity. Simplicity is a very important principle to have, a very important quality. So if we get all this, right, we've been talking about this today, then what? You're not a devotee yet. This is just to put us on the platform of human being, normal human being. This is the platform of goodness, yeah. And it's, you're just a nice person, but it doesn't mean you're a devotee. So very often, you know, but if you connect, if you do all these things, the devotion comes, that's the next step. There's, you know, the cream within the cream. Bhagavatam is cream. Then they, you know, like Nasta praise for Bhadra, you know, just by, you purify the heart first. That is the process of anartha nivritti. It doesn't mean that we are a devotee. Just by purifying the heart. It means we've been washed off to present ourselves properly. Just like it's considered to be Gonya Bhakti. You come, before you do the worship to the deities, you have a shower, you put on tilak. So all this, it's like that, Gonya Bhakti. Nasta Praiswa Bhadraitsu. It's a Gonya Bhakti. You know, it purifies the heart, but it doesn't mean that you are already connected with Krishna. because you are still in the process of purification. But then devotion comes when we archanam, hearing, chanting, serving. Prahlad Maharaj, you know, he mentions that is, then Narada Muni goes on, you know, that is the process of devotional service, which comes as the coat. But first we need the t-shirt. We need to have really, because some very often, I think I gave a class in Vrindavan, it was a little bit about this, and Rasa Mandala Prabhu, he appreciated it, because he gives courses about ethics and moral conduct. Very often, we know we do a lot of devotional service, but then we are lacking of these qualities. Then what are we? See, that's why first things come first. So it is important to understand the hierarchy of the Srimad Bhagavatam. What comes first? What to learn first? Because Sambandha Gyan, this has got nothing to do with connection with Krishna. This is just Dharma. Dharma means duty, proper behavior, which is something. It's better than being a sinful person. These qualities is better than being demoniac. And a demoniac person is better than it's better than an impersonalist or Mayavadi. But better than this is devotee, devotional service. So you get the cream, you get, you know, clotted cream, ice cream. It's 8:30, and we will ask if there is any reflection or any thoughts on this. And if I have deviated in any way, please correct me. Any questions?